Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we're joined by Jenny Olson, representing this month's Charity of the Month, the Domestic Violence Coalition. Jenny, pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Thank you.
So let's start out, just for people who might not be aware or might not know, what is the Domestic Violence Coalition?
So the coalition was formed to support victims in gaining independence from their abusive situations. And we're kind of the agency, or I don't know, just a group of people that are working towards that goal. So what we do is the shelter that we have here in Carbon County that serves Carbon and Emery counties is a state-run agency. It's the only one in the state, and they cannot accept direct cash donations. So we are a 501c3, and our group is able to accept those cash donations, so they are tax deductible. The shelter can receive other donations that they need to support their clients.
And I think it can't be understated how important the services you guys offer really are. I mean, leaving a domestic situation like that, something it's one of the most heart-wracking things you can do. That's a lot of stress, a lot of unknown when you try and leave one of those abusive relationships. So the services you guys offer, just they're truly incredible and valuable to this area. So let's talk for a second. Kind of how does the organization operate?
So what we do is if a client needs services, then they are assessed usually either by someone at the shelter, or we have to... ladies that are part of our coalition. We have Dina Fawcett with the Carbon County Sheriff's Office. She's a victim advocate. We also have Debbie Worley. She's the victim advocate for Price City. And then if there is a need that is unmet, then they can make a request to the coalition. And based on that need, we will look at that. We'll see if there's another agency that can fill that need, and then if not, then we take the steps to fill that need. For example, we have been instrumental in getting a bus ticket for a family to get back to their family members that can help support them. We have on occasion done an airline ticket if that is more cost effective. We've also helped with gas, a few groceries. We've also helped with maybe rent for a month or a security deposit to help them get into some place. So we just have to assess each individual's needs and then work to see what we can do to help them.
And I really like that approach with it. You're assessing on a case-by-case basis, because the reality of it is there's no case that really is identical to each other, especially with domestic violence situations. So I really like that approach you guys take in either connecting them with resources that are already available or finding ways to make these important trips happen for them. I love what you guys are doing. Now, you touched a little bit on kind of some of the services that you guys offer, but just in a more general sense, what are some of the broader services that you guys cover?
Well, there are occasions when there are survivors of domestic violence, and for one reason or another, they're not able to be housed at our local shelter. The shelter may be full, or there just may be something that prevents them from being housed there. And so we have also helped find safe places for them, whether that's a local motel or, you know, like I said, we just have to assess that and see what we can do to help them, so that they can get out of the situation, maybe take a breather, decide what that next step is.
And then I guess the next question would be, if there are people who want to get involved with your organization, you know, whether it be a donation or through some volunteer work, what's the best way they can do that?
So they can always contact me, or they could contact Dina at the Sheriff's Office or Debbie at Price City.
And I like that there's multiple avenues to reach out to you guys. I think that's very important, especially with what you guys are handling. Now, Jenny, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yes, there's just so many ways that you can donate. For example, like we can always use Smith's or Walmart gift cards for things like prescriptions or fuel. Also, our shelter is always in need of cleaning items such as mops, brooms, laundry supplies, or laundry baskets. kitchen stuff like pots and pans, dishes, utensils, anything that could help a client rebuild their lives when they're moving into their own place. Dishcloths, towels, bath towels, washcloths. Sometimes the shelter needs things such as like a high chair, baby bouncer, a swing, or a walker, because with clients moving in and out, they sometimes get damaged, or sometimes they leave with the client. They also can use outdoor kid toys. So, you know, there's just lots of things that we can use, and just contacting one of us, we can help you facilitate that donation.
Well, Jenny, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Jenny Olson representing this month's Charity of the Month, the Domestic Violence Coalition. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.